Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
What changed the world this week? Every week we find about something that did change the world. And this week it is the microwave oven. Simon Tierney, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Sean.
Was the microwave oven invented to heat ready meals, or was it invented with some other use in mind?
No, like many of the things I suppose we discuss on the show, it had a slightly different beginning. It's about 70 years old now, I think, but it started... basically, at the end of World War II, there were all these manufacturers of war stuff who had a load of crap lying over, and they're like, what do we do with this? So you had a company called Raytheon, and they were responsible for producing almost 80% of the magnetron tubes that were used during World War II. Now, what were magnetron tubes? Mm-hmm. Magnetron tubes were these instruments that were used to emit microwaves in... when you were formulating radar. So radar, short-range military radar, obviously very important during World War II. And at the end of the war, this company, Raytheon, had a huge amount of the magnetron tubes left over. And there was a huge amount of testing that was done in laboratories on these tubes. One day, an engineer in Raytheon called Percy Spencer was in the lab.
I'm sorry for laughing, but, you know, magnetron and Raytheon all sounds kind of... And then it's Percy Spencer, man of the future. Right, sorry.
He was in the lab and he happened to have a chocolate peanut bar in his pocket. And as he was testing his... this is a true story, I promise you. I've checked several sources. As he was testing his magnetron tubes, he felt the chocolate peanut bar melting in his pocket. And he said, okay, something's going on here. So he went out and said, okay, I'm going to do another test on this to see if the microwaves actually have heat-raising properties, temperature-raising properties. So he went out and he got an egg, he got a kettle, he cut a little hole in the bottom of the kettle. There's no water in it or anything like that. Put the egg in, and then he put his magnetron tube right up to the hole so that the microwaves were going into the metal kettle.
Okay.
But then they weren't able to, they were trapped. The microwaves were trapped in there, they weren't able to leave. And he got a face full of yolk. Basically, it cooked very, very quickly. If you've ever tried to cook a hard-boiled egg in a microwave, it's pretty fast. So what was happening here, Sean, was that the microwaves were going into this metal container. They weren't able to leave. And as a result, the temperature rose very, very quickly. So this was the first time that they realized that microwaves would have temperature-raising qualities. And they realized, because previously, straight after the war, they were like, okay, we don't know what we're going to do with these magnetron tubes. But Percy was the man who realized that, okay, there might be a future in heating food with this.
Mm, right. Okay. So then how long did it take before, presumably Raytheon patented the whole thing and said, right, we're going to make gazillions from this?
Yeah, well, it was rather modest at the beginning. They thought, okay, because they were extremely expensive to make these prototype microwaves, the thought was that they would be used in high-class restaurants and airplane food. You know, the thing that we think about microwave food nowadays as something kind of cheap and cheerful and not haute cuisine, in those days it was the opposite. Microwaves was considered, you know, creating really beautiful food because this was the way of the future. But it was we have to totally change the way we conceive microwaves. So, for example, the first microwave, the Radar Range, in 1947, this was the first commercial microwave. It was 340 kilograms in weight. It was 5'11" tall. So 2 inches taller than I stand, this microwave. It cost $5,000 in 1947. In today's money, I did a quick conversion. That's about $54,000 in today's money.
Okay.
It also had to be water cooled. The magnetron tubes were prone to overheating, so they had to be. It had to be installed like a fridge with a plumbing system to cool down the magnetron tubes. Otherwise, it would explode. So the whole thing was extremely complicated, and they thought, okay, maybe some very high class restaurants might be willing to spend $54,000 on our new machine.
And were they?
No. So the future of the microwave was entirely dependent on bringing the costs down.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they did rapidly come down, but you're coming down from a very extreme height of $54,000 in current money. So the first microwave for home use was produced in 1955. It cost $1,295, which is $11,000 in today's money. You know, that's going out to buy a decent new car in today's money. We're still at the stage where a microwave, you couldn't just buy it and plonk it on the counter. This was a wall-installed machine. You know, you had to get a whole group of technicians over to set it up in your house. It had a stainless steel exterior, glass shelf, top browning element, and I've seen pictures. It had a cute little drawer in the front that you pulled out, and it had like little cards with recipes that you could make in your microwave. But was it a success, Sean? No. It sold just over 1,000 units in its 10 years of existence. It was a complete and utter commercial failure. People were confused by it. It was too expensive. They thought it was dangerous. Oh my God, this is something that's using World War II military technology. I don't want to make food. I don't want that near my children. Mm. I don't want it in my house. It sounds ridiculous and crazy. So right up until the mid-1960s, microwave is not part of popular culture. It's not commercially viable for people to buy, and it's the companies that are making them think, okay, this is the end.
Yeah, and was it the end for Raytheon?
Raytheon is a huge company that makes a lot of different products in the United States. It was the end for their microwave.
They didn't have any more. The company didn't go belly up.
No, it didn't.
Okay, all right, that's it. So what happened then between then and the 1960s where, you know, it's taken on the sort of recognizable form that we know it in today?
Yeah, so what happened was the first microwave that we would recognize as something similar to what we have in our homes now came in 1967, okay? And this was the first time that a company produced a microwave which could sit on top of your counter. It didn't have to be installed in a wall. It had the squat, wide kind of shape that we associate, rectangular shape that we associate with microwaves today. And that was produced by a company called Amana. Now, it was still expensive. It was $495, which in today's money is well over $3,000. But it was still a huge jump down from 10 or 20 years before. They wanted it to be a revolution in cooking. Their motto was, their ad was, "This is the greatest cooking discovery since fire."
Okay, so, good slogan. Yeah.
It's like fire happened, and thousands of years later, the microwave happened. Happy days. But what's interesting about, what I love about this, Sean, is that the advertising was still all about cooking whole meals. They advertise it as you can cook a massive roast dinner in this microwave, not in, you know, in
you
one
know,
hour
two
and
or 40
three
hours,
minutes, but in 35 minutes. So there was this idea that you're actually going to prepare a whole kind of complicated meal in a microwave, which is anathema to the way we think about microwave cooking
absolutely,
today.
Yeah.
So what happened was in the 70s, we have the first ready meals, and the success of the microwave is completely synonymous with the rise of the ready meal. You know, I was in Marks and Spencer's yesterday afternoon, and you know, there's just aisle after aisle of ready meals, and you look at the back and they're all microwavable dishes. And that's what makes the microwave really convenient for people, that they can pop home and they have ready meal, throw it in the oven, and 3 minutes later you've got a lovely hot meal.
Yeah.
So there was a company called Swanson who had made a fortune a few years previously, because they were the first people to produce foil-wrapped TV dinners. You know, this kind of...
Isn't there a technical flaw there if you stick that into a microwave?
Yeah, absolutely. So they altered the TV tinfoil dinner to having no tinfoil or aluminium or anything on it. And they produced a line of 14 microwavable dishes, which you could literally take out of your freezer, pop it in the microwave, and you had a hot meal ready to go.
Okay.
And the vice president of the company, he gave this famous interview when he was trying to convince the public that his microwavable dinners were the way forward, and he compared the microwave to the colour TV, which had only come in recently in the United States as well. And he said that, and this is true, that colour TV plodded along for many years without being a success because the TV companies were still producing television programmes in black and white.
Yes.
So you'd go out and buy a colour TV and you'd be all excited, but then NBC or ABC or whatever it was were producing programmes that weren't, you know, suitable for your television. So he said, okay, well, if you want to, if we want this to be a success, we need to go full microwave, in inverted commas. So we're going to make meals which are specifically designed for the microwave. That had a massive effect on changing people's minds and bringing them around to the idea of buying one of these machines.
Yeah, but presumably there must have been lifestyle changes as well, in that there are more people buying ready meals rather than...
Because
one imagines in the 50s and 60s it wasn't as prevalent.
Yeah, but we, you know, this is a period where we see a massive shift in women joining the workforce. There are less, there's less time to prepare a meal if you've got both people in a house out at work. The idea of the ready meal, of a convenient meal in front of the television that you can throw into a machine and it's ready in 3 minutes, that is absolutely synonymous with a cultural shift in who is going to the workplace in the 1970s.
So presumably then the price of the microwave dropped dramatically during that decade.
So the microwave, obviously, as I'm saying, it's an American invention, but the Japanese and South Korean manufacturers came on board. They're producing much cheaper machines by the mid-1980s, and that makes it a lot more affordable for people.
Is microwaving food actually toxic? If yes, how toxic? Someone wants to know. Amor says, I can remember getting a microwave into the house in the 90s. My mother spent her days telling myself and my brother to not stand so close. Our heads were practically inside it. We were so fascinated. Remember microwave chips, is another texter. They're always so sweaty.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Awful.
Michael says, don't Raytheon make targeting systems for missiles? They probably do, given where they originally came from. That's the thing, though. There's always been a nervousness about it. There is that story that if you stand too close to it, or if there's a crack in the door, you'll microwave your own kidneys and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember when we got our first microwave at home in Tipperary. I think it was around 1994, and my mum was terrified of me because I was right up to it to try and look inside as the thing was going around. She was terrified that I was going to get nuked or something by it. But the reason why people do have to peer really closely up at a microwave to see what's going on inside is because there's tiny little holes on the wall of the door of the microwave. So it's actually quite hard to see into a microwave. So why is that? That's actually there as a protective screen. So there's obviously a glass or a plastic door on the microwave because you can see the light on inside, but there's this sheet of metal, or not metal, I don't know what sort of material it is, but it has these tiny holes on it which are smaller in size to the microwaves that are being emitted. So it's, in modern microwaves, the idea is that it's very hard for the microwaves to come through the machine because they can't get through those holes.
Yeah.
Now, if you've got an old microwave or a really filthy microwave, or there's some sort of fault with the microwave, then maybe something will be leaked. I'm not an expert. Of course, you have to be careful with these machines, but my understanding is that they've become a lot safer over the decades. Interestingly, the Soviets banned them in 1976 because they were terrified of the... This was a time when nuclear, you know, anything to do with microwaves was very scary. And it wasn't until the collapse of the Soviet Union in 91 that microwaves were allowed back into Russia.
And then everybody rushed off to buy microwaves in the great microwave rush of 1991 in the Soviet Union. Simon, fascinating as always. Thanks a million for coming into us. Simon Tierney there on how the microwave changed the world. We're going to take a break. After that, apparently you're not allowed to bring your phone into the White House anymore.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.